A reading from John chapter 1, verse 19 to 28. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" As Isaiah the prophet said, some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The word of the Lord. How odd that from the fanfare of Christmas and the joy that surrounds the new year, that we get this message bringing out the truth of John's mission and Jesus' identity. As we enter the new year, we get a message of the call to repentance. How do these seemingly contradictory messages, the two themes, go hand in hand? Joy and repentance. John is reminding us today of the tendency of human nature to want to speak what is not true, seeking fame that comes from people and not from God. John knows who he is. He is saying his role is that of a forerunner, not the Christ. How many of us today are willing to let go the fame and benefit that goes with popularity? Let's learn from John's message. A man of truth, humility, who witnessed the gospel.